This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
Drug maker AstraZeneca is preparing to spend as much as $60 million to launch a new drug aimed at lowering cholesterol, Crestor. They're going to call this Crestor. It joins a crowded field of other so-called statin medications. Here to tell us more is Dr. Benjamin Ansel. He's an internist and the director of the Comprehensive Health Program at the University of California, Los Angeles. Dr. Ansel, welcome.
Thanks, Al. It's a pleasure to be here.
Can you first remind people, what are statin medications?
Statin medications were developed about 15 to 20 years ago as a way to tackle a genetic abnormality that predisposes some people to make a lot of cholesterol. But since that time, it's been recognized that they actually are useful in a variety of different settings where patients have increased heart disease risk.
They're advertised all the time on television. Give us some names of these.
So Lipitor, Zocor, Pravacol. Uh-huh.
Right, okay. These drugs, when I watch these commercials, I think to myself, well, what you're talking about is something that I should be doing and fixing myself anyway. I should be eating better. I should be getting more exercise, and then these problems go away.
Well, to a certain extent, what you're saying is true. I mean, a lot of the problem we have with cardiovascular disease and cholesterol in this country is our own doing with the types of diet and exercise practices that most Americans have. But at the point when a patient actually has had a heart attack or has diabetes or some very high-risk scenario, even above and beyond the benefits of dieting, we know that statin medications further reduce the risk of death or stroke, heart attack, things like that.
Is there any concern in the medical community that you might tell this to people and then those who didn't have perhaps the best diet habits and exercise habits would say, I haven't had a heart attack yet, but I don't need to worry about it because I can take this pill and, that'll take the place of...
We see that scenario, what I call the license to kill sensation that patients have. Sometimes they see such terrific numbers that they were never able to achieve with lifestyle intervention that, you know, show 40, 50% reduction in their cholesterol levels. And then they think, well, I can go out and cheat. And the truth is, these are really coupled. You need to take a very serious approach to diet and exercise at the same time as you take these medications.
Are there negative side effects to these medications?
Relatively few. I mean, certainly in the balance between the risks and benefits of statins, there's very little argument against them. But there is certainly a propensity in some individuals to get some muscle aches that can vary between the different medications to a certain degree. And about 1 in 1,000 patients, somewhere in that range, there is a risk of inflammation of the liver, which is usually not a serious problem.
But these drugs are effective, sounds to me as though they're quite dramatically effective at lowering cholesterol. Is there anything else that people are using them for?
Well, beyond lowering cholesterol, there's a recognition that they have application in any setting in which cardiovascular risk is increased. So we now have evidence that they're beneficial in diabetic patients and patients who've had strokes and patients who even have hypertension. When there's established heart disease risk, they reduce the risk further.
Dr. Benjamin Ansel, director of the Comprehensive Health Program at the University of California at Los Angeles, thank you for coming in to speak with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.